Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
Chili Peps, K-Rock 955. Tom and Loggy, Friday morning, 7 minutes to eight.
Chili Peps.
They are. They're the Chili Peps.
And that there was the Chili Peps with their latest song. It's called Chili on the Willy.
Oh, God. I didn't say any of that. I'd like the record to show that I was not involved with any of that gear.
I know. Guess what, mate?
What?
I was going to tell you a story about something that happened, but I thought, why not make it into a bit of a game instead? And the game is called, Why Was I Crying?
Why were you crying? Oh, my God.
All right.
How will I ever guess?
I know. Yesterday, I was crying.
Yep.
And I'm going to give you three reasons as to why that might have been.
Okay.
Now, you have to listen to all three reasons and then correctly choose the reason why.
Amazing. Okay.
Do you think you're up to this task?
I am absolutely up to this task.
Okay. And you know I don't cry often.
I know.
There's only certain things that set me off. Here we go. Number one, I was cooking dinner and after struggling for 2.5 hours trying to cook it correctly and give it actual taste, we couldn't eat it after I dropped it, taking it from the stove to the kitchen
bench.
Amazing.
You are quite the klutz.
I do
believe it would take 2.5 hours. I believe it would take 2.5 hours. I don't know if I believe you would cook for 2.5 hours.
Okay. All right. Well, keep that in the thought nugget.
Yep.
Bubble.
Okay.
Number two. I watched a doco on the life of seahorses.
Yeah.
They showed how they grow up practicing a dance for their one true love. If they attempt the dance and it doesn't work, they never try again and die alone.
Yeah, that's you all over. You cry about that. You look like you're about to cry about that. Now your eyes are misting up.
Okay. Or was it reason number three? I came home and saw arborists cutting down the neighbour's tree. It was a large green tree with many magnificent branches that held many birds. I had to listen to it going into the chipper all afternoon.
Okay, so that
Why was I crying?
That does also sound like something you would cry about. However, I'm inclined to believe that it is the seahorse thing, even though I've never heard that. It seems like the kind of thing I would hear. The fun and interesting thing about seahorses is that the men carry the babies, not the women.
You wish that you were a seahorse. You would be the best seahorse.
Thanks, mate.
If anyone could get pregnant on this planet, a guy, that you would be like, put my hand, I want to experience it.
I also famously tricked Carlia into falling for me by dancing.
You are the male seahorse.
It's my one true love, and I danced for her.
I thought you were going to say I tricked her into getting pregnant.
No, mate.
Okay.
It's really kind of the opposite of everything else you've just said about.
I know. That's why I was shocked.
So there's the tree, there's the dinner,
yeah.
And there's the seahorses.
Yeah. One, two, or three. Why was I crying, Tom?
The dinner thing I don't think is correct.
Okay.
I don't think it was about dinner. I think it could be the seahorse, could be the tree. I don't think you were listening to the tree all afternoon because guaranteed you slept for at least an hour and a half yesterday afternoon. I'm going the seahorses, but I feel like it's wrong. I feel like, yeah, okay. Was it the seahorses?
It was not the seahorses. It was the tree.
It was the tree.
And I'm going to show you a photo.
Yeah, it's just a tree, mate.
No. That's the before shot.
Yeah, it was a big tree.
Okay.
It's probably pretty dangerous.
Well, I'm sure it was. But however, I literally
I knew it was the tree.
Sat and I cried for this tree.
Yeah.
And then I went out there and I said goodbye to it last night. And do you know what I love? I called up Jimmy in the afternoon. I'm like, the tree's gone. He's like, I know. And I'm like, then I started crying. I'm like, I know I'm being ridiculous. And he's like, no, it's okay.
Bless him.
And then
what
he told me that that at work, he was like, look, I've got a crying girl on the phone. But he understands me and I just love him for that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But also, you wonder why we actually don't really hang out outside of work.
It was such a beautiful tree, Tom.
Fresh Daily with Tom and Loggy on K-Rock 955.
The Biebs, Chance the Rapper. Holy Bieber just announced this week, or had to like clarify for people, because there was a story going around that he was training to become a pastor in the...
A rigatoni?
No, in Hillsong.
Oh.
Like a pastor in Hillsong. And he's like, it's not even my church anymore, because they've had the controversy. Now, I've got a mate who's quite in there. He runs a cafe on a Sunday. I mean, he doesn't get paid for it. They charge for things.
Oh, he pays a certain point.
He pays a portion of his salary,
yeah,
on a kind of a weekly basis.
Yeah.
But then also volunteers his time.
Yeah,
in this
right.
full business cafe that they run.
Do they allow all the different milks in the cafe?
I don't know if there's like Jesus approved milks or not. Almond milk? No, that's the devil's milk.
Fresh Daily with Tom and Loggie on K-Rock 955.
Now, I told you last week that Jimmy and myself and Wombi went to Werribee South and hung out there for a few days,
yes,
which was great. And Wombi loved it. Loved it.
Oh, on the farm.
On the farm.
Yeah,
just,
he would,
yeah,
have just been getting out there, yeah, and just ripping up bunnies and all sorts.
What? Calm down. Anyway, so we were all, this is what I love about being in our house, because it's a big house and there's a lot of chairs and stuff, because we grew up in a house of six, and now, you know, everyone, there's always friends around and extra family members and stuff. So there's always enough room for everyone to sit down and be together.
Okay. But it's like, is that the first thing you notice when you walk into a new house? Like, oh, there's a lot of chairs in this
place. No, but you know how sometimes you go into a person's house, you're like, okay, they've invited 30 people over, but where the hell are we going to sit?
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, anyway.
How do you know this person's rich? Well, they've got a lot of chairs.
Oh, really now? Mm. Anyway, so in our formal dining area, no, it's just a living room, we've got, we're all hanging in there watching TV, right? And I was lying on the floor. Because my back was sore. And
okay.
So because I hadn't been gone to my keys, you see.
Okay.
So that's why I'm back now. It's good. Mm. But I was lying on the floor, and then we're all watching TV, the whole family, everyone's there, all the partners are there.
Beautiful.
Full
Lovely.
Room.
Great.
And then Jimmy goes to me, what's that in your hair? And I knew automatically, I was like, oh, this is supposed to be my dirty little secret. Okay. I'll take you back a little bit.
Mm.
So that was later on in the night. I went to take a shower earlier on.
Mm.
Now, at Mum and Dad's house, it's three separate rooms. There's the bathroom with the sinks and the mirror.
Yeah.
Separate room encases the toilet. Separate room encases the shower.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a shower room.
It's a shower. It's a shower.
So hang on. So I'm envisioning... Like brown wood doors.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. I know exactly what your parents... I can even tell you what colour the carpet is, but we can have that conversation later.
Yeah.
So brown wood door frame, brown wood door, darker again handle, and you open the handle and then you're in the shower. Like you open the door. So there's no glass door to your shower.
Okay,
that
no.
explains so much. If you grew up with
no
glass.
It's brown. Like it's thin wood. It's not like wooden.
It's like the
chipboard. You open the door, you walk in, and then you're in a square, a tiled square. It's tiny. And then you've got a mirror in front of you. And then you have to close the door you walked in to then open the door to get in the shower.
That is.
And then, yeah.
Classic. It's one of those houses where you think, what were they thinking? You know?
No, do you know how good it is to have three... Okay, you're using the toilet. No one else can use the shower or the bathroom.
Yeah.
At our house, everyone can
do
whatever they want to do.
Yeah, I get it.
And it's great.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I just don't know how you waterproof the wood door.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Speak to Con about it. Anyway, so I'm in the shower, right?
Yeah,
and once I'm in there, obviously because it's not a bathroom...
Mm.
I was looking for a hair tie, but I'm nude at this stage, so I'm like, I don't want to have to then get a towel, wrap it around me, open the door, go into the bathroom, get a hair tie, come back out.
It's not so good having three rooms now, is it? Oh my, how the tables have turned.
Anyway, so I thought, it's just a quick shower, this is fine.
Yeah.
I had to use a hair tie. I've decided to, I've done this once in the past when I used to go to the solarium, right?
Okay.
And I didn't have a hair tie. I fashioned my underwear.
As soon as you said solarium, I was like, oh, my God.
Okay. So your undies, if you do it just right, you can tie your hair up with your undies. All right?
Okay.
I've had my shower. And I thought, no one's going to know. It's my dirty little secret, right?
Okay, hang on. So I just need to tick this off my 2021 bingo card. Hearing too much information about Loggy's undies.
So I then forgot because I thought, I'll just tie my hair up, go get changed, take it out, fine. Fast forward an hour and a half later.
There can't be any material to it. It's essentially
my undies.
Floss. Yeah.
Mate, my undies aren't dental floss. I encase a lot of ass.
So what do? Twist it like it's a rope?
So you know how you've got the two leg holes, right?
Yeah.
If you put, you know how you normally hold up a pair of undies?
Yeah.
Hold them on the side.
Yeah.
Make the leg holes, hold them together, and then put your hair in the leg holes and then twist and pull over
and then twist and pull over and twist and pull over.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I had an image of just like the string, whatever.
Oh, no, I don't wear string anything.
And then the front bit that just like hanging down over the side of your face.
No, I had fashioned it into a well-working machine. And
why have you got a G-banger hanging in your face,
well,
mate?
Yeah, I don't. Sorry. God, you think a lot of me. My sexy undies are black bonds.
All right.
Cotton. You know, standard, that's what I roll.
I'm giving that bingo card a double tick.
Okay. And so Jimmy yells, "What's in your hair?" Yeah. And everyone looks at me. And then I'm like, "Let me explain."
Let me explain. Wait, though, until Friday, I'll say it on the radio and you got to listen then.
Yeah, that's how I hook him.
You're gross. Fresh Daily with Tom and Loggy on K-Rock 955. A cloudy day ahead. T-shirt that says weather guy. I'm into weather. Into weather? Yes, I am. Ask me about the weather and I don't even have to look anymore. A bit of wind.
You like that one?
I love that one.
Yes.
Oh, God. Sometimes you forget the things you say. And when I say sometimes, always, I say things all the time.
Literally
my job.
I didn't have to even work hard to get that. That's the type of stuff that you pull on the daily. Fresh Daily with Tom and Loggy
on K-Rock 955. Over in the UK, COVID has hit a different level. They're in lockdown 3.
Yeah.
Pretty much the third wave that's going on over there in the UK. And some staff at the BBC have been called in for a meeting.
BBC One?
BBC One. BBC Peace. Austin Powers, anyone? That actual video was after the movie. You know when you get a bit of extra?
Yeah.
So on the first Austin Powers movie, if you get to the BBC One, BBC Two, and then he's like, BBC Peace. Oh, man, so good. So niche. BBC staff were called into a meeting yesterday to discuss a few changes.
Mm.
Obviously, with lockdown, depending on how it works over there in regards to work and stuff, little bit different rules than we've had here.
Yeah.
So if you are going to work over there and you're part of the BBC staff, they basically are not trusting people to keep the distance of 2 metres.
Okay.
They're like, nah, what we're going to get you to do is wear these necklaces.
Mm.
And on the necklaces is a little square device, right? If you are any less than 2 metres apart from someone else, the technology will start to beep.
So it's like a parking sensor wrapped around your neck.
Right? It's like one of the, I know, it's like, isn't that the premise of dog collars, when they're trying to have, you know, not let them run outside,
you can set boundaries,
the invisible fence?
Yeah.
That's what they're making their workers do over there.
Oh, my God. But there have to be certain situations where you pass within that 2 metres.
Yeah, I know. So, I'm assuming that there's some type of, you know, maybe it takes, you know, 5 seconds, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, whatever it is, right? But what do you – sometimes life gets in the way, yeah? Like we all try to keep the 1.5, 2 metres away.
The hallways here aren't 2 metres wide, so if we're walking past someone, we're walking past someone.
Yeah, and look, just do what everyone does. Hold your breath. I literally hold my breath so much nowadays.
I know you do.
Right?
I know you
but do. It actually beeps. It emits a noise.
What's the next stage when that doesn't work, when the beeping isn't enough to keep people separated? Do we, like you said, with the dogs move to like a shock kind of collar arrangement where if you go within 2 meters of someone else, you get
zapped. Yeah, it's like, whoa. Back away, back away. I'd hate to be on the tube after work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily.